Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the infectiously cool and very talented jazz veteran, that was drummer Ignacio Baroa with the tune Drum Negrita off his 2017 CD Straight Ahead from Havana. And this CD is getting back to his straight-ahead roots in a very rousing way. Ignacio stands as one of the greatest drummers of our times, and that's for sure. He was born in Cuba in 1953 and started his musical education at the age of 11 at the National School of the Arts. He kicked off his professional career in 1970, and by 75, he was Cuba's most sought-after drummer. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had some thoughts on his career, being from Cuba, and more. Have a listen.
I'm the only foreigner drummer who has come to this country and has made a career as a drummer. I'm the only drummer that has come from any country in the world and played with Dizzy Gillespie for 10 years and have made a career in the United States playing trap drums. That's me. So that's what I think about me. Like I said, yo, I'm very happy with for me, mission accomplished.
In 1980, he left his country during the Mariel boat lift and settled in New York City. And it was in 1981 that Dizzy Gillespie invited Ignacio to be in his quartet. He would go on to take part in all the important bands Gillespie assembled during that decade. And over the years, he has recorded with titans in the industry like Clark Terry, Jackie McLean, Jimmy Heath, and so many others. He's a very storied cat. It was great to catch up with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has some solid drummers with the likes of Brian Stever coming your way from clubs like the award-winning Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, banging out the best jazz that we can find. So one of those moments that Ignacio knew that jazz was his thing and would be the way he would live his life, that was when he listened to the Nat King Cole Trio. And as we go into this early tune, Early Morning Blues off the 2006 CD Unforgettable Jazz, here's Ignacio talking about the moment he knew.
My father brought home two albums, Nat King Cole Trio, and when I heard the guy singing, I fall in love with jazz immediately. No drums, just the Nat King Cole Trio, piano, bass, and guitar. And Nat King Cole made me fall in love with jazz. I'm Ignacio Baroa, a Cuban drummer who lives in Miami, and you are listening to Neon Jazz Radio.
Mm-hmm. That was the heart and soul of jazz, trumpet champ and bebop hero Dizzy Gillespie live in 48 with Oop Pop Ada. And over his career with Dizzy, he has always been igniting other careers and giving hope to everyone that got around him. And from what I have read and heard firsthand, Dizzy was amazing, and Ignacio knew that firsthand. Have a listen to him talk about Dizzy.
That's where my jazz career began. When I started playing with Dizzy, I would say 1982. Summer 1982, even though we play on December of 1981, I played one gig with him at a club in New York due to the recommendation of another Cuban musician, Mario Bauza, who was the guy who gave Dizzy Gillespie his first big break.
From one of the finest clarinet players in the world of jazz today, off her latest 2017 album featuring her talented tentet, this is Happy Song, as we keep this happy hour of jazz rolling on. Thank you.
Hi, this is Anat Cohen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I follow my own design. I walk no one else's line. So everyone says that I'm offbeat. They say that I'm way, way out. Not many will go my route. To them I'm without a doubt offbeat. I don't run with the crowd. I never try to belong. Just 'cause I'm different doesn't mean I'm wrong. I never could quite conform to what's the expected norm. So I'm swinging above the storm, offbeat. Expected norms, I'm swinging above the storm, offbeat.
That was perhaps one of the most talented modern-day jazz artists going today. Bassist, singer, and composer Katie Thoreau with her title track off her 2017 CD, Offbeat. And she has garnered considerable attention over the years and landed many of the top awards in jazz. So she carries on the hard-swinging tradition of bass masters Ray Brown and John Clayton and getting her voice out there like Chet Baker and Ella Fitzgerald. So she came from a musical family in L.A. and started violin lessons at 4, then switched to the acoustic bass at 8. Over the years, she has had so much happen. She's been all over the world, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she explained when she is the happiest.
You know, I'm most happiest when someone comes up to me after a performance and says, you know, I just had such a crummy day. This and that happened, and, you know, the music either made me totally forget about it, or I'm just, you know, I'm so happy right now. That's kind of what I get the most from, is that human interaction with people, with the audience.
And also during a recent swing through Kansas City in October of 2017 at Californo's in Westport, her skills were on full display to a very intimate crowd that was enraptured by her sound. Have a listen.
Too much with you.
All right. Thank you.
So moving on to another titan in jazz, this is singer and musician Tierney Sutton. As we go into this tune, All I Want, off the 2013 CD After Blue, have a listen to Katie talk about the advice that she got from Tierney.
I learned just a lot about improvisation and also just sticking to your guns and doing what you want to do. I don't know, no matter what. No one else around me was kind of doing any of that stuff when I was 12. She just kind of encouraged me to just keep doing it because it's what I like to do, you know, and just be confident about it.
I am on a lonely road ahead. I am traveling, 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 looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live along, I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and jive, I wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Do you wanna take a chance of maybe finding some sweet romance with me, baby? Well, come on, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All I really, really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you too. All I really, really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you too. I wanna talk to you, I wanna shampoo you, I wanna renew you again and again. Applause, applause, life is our cause. When I think of your kisses, my mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. For the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling, unraveling. It undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun, I wanna be the one that you wanna see. Wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, make you feel free.
Bassist and vocalist Katie Thoreau, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a very seasoned jazz pianist, Larry Fuller, with his trio with In Like Flynn off the 2009 CD Easy Walker. His vibe is rooted in the hard-swinging tradition of the mainstream jazz, and he's been all over the place. In fact, Katie had some words, very kind ones for Larry, and he taught her quite a bit. Have a listen.
I learned a lot about how to just play and be ready at any moment. It doesn't matter if your flight was delayed 20 hours and you're sleeping in an airport and you have to play in 30 minutes. How to give it your all at any point in time. Most gigs at a club or a festival or concert, you know, they don't last more than 2 hours. So the rest of the day, the rest of the 22 hours, you can feel sick, you can feel tired, you can be late. Those 2 hours mean everything on stage. So just giving it your all of your energy.
From the life and mind of contemporary jazz trumpeter Bob Lark, this is the 2006 tune Ravenswood off the CD First Steps on this hour of neon jazz that is stepping on down the boulevard.
Thank you. Bree Skomberg. I'm a trumpet player and vocalist from New York City, and I'm so excited to be meeting my friend Joe Domino here with Neon Jazz. Enjoy.
That was jazz trumpeter and band leader and a very defined guy with jazz flair, Don Albert, with his orchestra with the tune Rockin' and Swingin' off the CD, The Real Kansas City of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It all began for Don while playing in parade brass bands in New Orleans and would just go on from there. From the volumes of work by German jazz trombonist and band leader Peter Herbolzheimer, joined by his rhythm combination and brass band, this is the tune Dolphin Dance off the 2014 CD Colors of a Band, as we keep these jazz colors flying around here. Thank you.
My name is Marcus Lewis. I'm a jazz trombonist, composer, and educator based in Kansas City. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check him out.
That was jazz multi-instrumentalist and composer Yusef Lateef with the 1966 tune Warm-Hearted Blues off the LP A-flat, G-flat, and C. As we begin bringing things down into a focus to end this hour, we bring you Des Moines native jazz drummer Bill Stewart with the tune Paris Lope off the 2015 CD Space Squid. Man, another great jazz name here on Neon Jazz. Again, that was Bill Stewart serving up some space squid with the tune Paris Lope as we begin loping on towards the end here. And again, that man that's going to give us that final fitting finale is trumpet legend Fats Navarro with the tune Bopperation, circa that glorious jazz year of 1948. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the leader of this bopperation around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
That's right. Reach out, let us know what's going on. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.